Welcome to One Stop English's Live from Edinburgh podcast. In Live from Edinburgh, we go to different parts of Edinburgh to ask locals and visitors questions about their daily lives. Today, we asked people the question, why do you think Edinburgh is so popular with tourists?
Well, I think it's popular with tourists because it sells a kind of gimmicky version of Scotland's tourist tartan and that kind of image, and I think especially American tourists love that kind of stuff.
I think Edinburgh is popular with tourists because it's a very typically Scottish place. There's lots of culture and history. People like to hear the bagpipes being played, and there's a lot of that around the Edinburgh Castle. I hear the dungeons are quite scary, so that's a very good tourist attraction. And a lot of people come up to Edinburgh for the Edinburgh Festival in August.
Because of all the beautiful architecture and buildings, and because of the history of it all.
You've got Edinburgh University, so you have students coming over from all over, well, the country, the world as well. So it's very internationally popular. And then obviously you've got the main thing, which is the castle.
It's different from other cities in that every other city in Britain tends to look the same. You could be in Glasgow, you could be in Manchester, you could be in Belfast, and they're all similar. Edinburgh is a wee bit different. It's got beautiful scenery, beautiful architecture. The bars are great, the atmosphere is brilliant, and a lot of young people. It all adds up to that sort of, you know, you're somewhere different. You could almost be somewhere abroad whenever you come to Edinburgh, because it doesn't look like a British city.
Well, it's got lovely architecture, there's lots of very nice old churches, cobbled streets and lots of beautiful parks.
I think because it's a really interesting and different city, and a lot of people come here for stag do's and hen do's. I know that I came for a hen do before my friend's wedding about 6 months ago, and it was so different than a normal night out back where we're from at home. Also, I think a lot of people are quite intrigued by the story of Greyfriars Bobby, you know, the little dog that sat on his master's grave after he died.